Do you ever feel like you don't have any more control? That your fear, your worries and anxiety have just taken hold of your life and there's nothing you can do? I've been there. I bet you have too. Let's talk about it today on the Press On Podcast. Hey, welcome to the Press On Podcast. My name is Justin. This is episode 120. I am so glad you are joining us. If this is your first time or your 120th time, welcome. We are glad you are here. I hope you are subscribed to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure that you subscribe so you can find out when our newest episodes are dropped, usually on Wednesday mornings. And we want you to stay tuned because we have some fun things coming up in this season of our podcast. And so we don't want you to miss it. But I want to dive in to today's topic. Today we are wrapping up this series on fear. We've been in this series, this is our third week now, and we've been talking about this idea of fear. And it comes from the verse in 2 Timothy 1:7. This has been our theme verse throughout this series. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So often we live in the spirit of fear. And so we've talked about the fear of being rejected by other people. Last week we talked about the fear of failing. And today I want to talk about this fear of losing control to your fears, like not being in control. We kind of talked about this kind of similar on Easter, our Easter episode of not being in control. But there's this fear of when we're not in control of life and life circumstances. That's when worry and anxiety just presses in on us. The Bible actually labels this as an anxious heart. In Proverbs 12:25, it says, an anxious heart weighs a man down. And so often we get this anxious heart of things in our life that we cannot control. Because the truth is if we look at our lives, we aren't really in control of anything. As much as we want to be in control, we're not. We want to be in control of our finances, but when something unexpected happens, sometimes our finances take a hit. We want to be in control of our job, but when our supervisor pivots, does something different, maybe has to let us go, we're not in control. We really aren't in control of anything. And not being in control can create this anxious heart. I think about six questions to think about to determine if you really have an anxious heart. Number one, are you rattled when things don't go as you expected? Did you expect to have a little bit of a bigger paycheck this week? Did you expect the doctor's appointment to go the way you planned it? And if those don't go the way you expected, are you rattled by it? Number two is, do you often worry about things beyond your control? Like things that you know you can't really control, but man, it weighs you. It weighs on you and you worry about it. Number three, do you lose sleep over pressing issues? Does it just play in your mind as you lay there at night? Number four, is it hard to turn off your mind? To be honest, lately for me, this has been the thing that's been keeping me awake is I just can't shut off my mind. Not that I have certain things that always are plaguing me at night, that keep me awake, that are weighing me down. But at night, it's just hard to turn off my mind. Number five, does the unknown intimidate you? Like stepping out into something that you don't know what's going to happen, does that scare you, intimidate you? Number six, do you often imagine the worst case scenario? Like if this happens, my life's over. If this happens, I'm done. Like, if you answer yes, I would say to even one or more of those, then chances are you have an anxious heart. And we know from Proverbs, again, an anxious heart weighs a man down. But we know again from 2 Timothy that God doesn't want us to live in this spirit of fear. God doesn't want our hearts to be weighed down. He wants to give us this power, this spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. And when we live in those things, when we live in those spirits, we have this peace. And it's hard to find peace in the middle of anxiousness, in the middle of worrying. But how can we find peace? Just real quick today, I just want to think about that. How can we find peace? The number one way I think we can find peace is to really take our minds off the what ifs. The what ifs. The what ifs of fear. I mean, Luke 21 says, make up your mind not to worry beforehand. Like if you set out tomorrow morning, or today, if you're listening to this in the morning, and you said, today, no matter what comes my way, I am not going to worry. Like even if the worst thing happens, I'm not going to worry. Your mind's not going to be on the what ifs. Your mind's not going to be rattling over these issues and causing you to be anxious. Truth is that worry never changes anything. And it definitely doesn't change anything for good. Jesus says in Matthew, who of you by worrying can even add a single hour to his life? No, you just lose time. You just lose sleep. And so by worrying, by stressing, you're just adding extra pressure onto your anxious heart. Now, I know a lot of skeptics, a lot of people would say, well, if you don't worry, you're just having a carefree attitude, and you need to have worry. You need to take responsibility. But the problem is that when you worry, when you live in this constant state of fear, truth is you're letting the enemy win. Because I think Satan's tool of fear is meant to take us away, to deter us, to change our path from God's very best for our lives. Because if we're worrying, if we're spending all of our time being anxious, thinking about other things, we cannot focus on what God has in store for us. We can't focus on God's best for our lives. I saw a verse in Jeremiah, and I never ever have seen this verse before. I must have read over it and not really thought about it. But it says, like a scarecrow in a melon patch, do not fear them. They can do no harm. No one is like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. And the idea is really simplistic here, is that scarecrows are often the symbol of fear in biblical times. They're often associated with idols as well. But in our culture, even like scary movies and villains and action heroes, like Batman, scarecrows are this thing of fear, right? But in Jeremiah, it reminds us that you don't have to fear them. They can't do any harm. It also says they can't even do any good. They're just there. They're just there. But God is great. His name is mighty in power. Don't focus on the fear. Focus on God and his best for your life. So take your mind off the what ifs. And if you take your mind off something, you need to put it on something else. The truth is, your mind can't be on nothing. And so if you're taking it off the what ifs of your fears, put it on something better. Put it on the promises of God. Again, the Old Testament emphasizes this. Isaiah 26 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. God will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. Because you are trusting in him, and he will grant that peace, that peace that passes all understanding. I've talked about it on this podcast many times. Some of the most difficult times in my life over the last couple years, people ask me how I'm doing, and I'm able to say, I'm okay. And I had this peace even in moments where I shouldn't have had peace and I couldn't explain it. But when I open up the Word of God, I know it's a peace that passes all understanding. It's this peace because my mind is on God and not on the things that I could be worrying about, the things that could be causing me anxiety and distress. George Mueller says the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. See, I picture it like this. Anxiety and faith are on one line. Either you're moving towards anxiety or you're moving towards faith, and you can't have both. You're either anxious or you're leaning into your faith. Anxious or leaning into your faith. Are you worried or are you leaning into your faith? Because being anxious, worrying, it'll bring turmoil, it'll bring chaos to your life, but faith will bring that peace that we just mentioned. Worry and anxiety will take you away from God, but faith will take you closer to God. Worry and anxiety, it doesn't change anything. But one thing I know is that faith, it changes things. Faith can move mountains. It's by faith that we see the heroes of Scripture. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Moses delivered people out of captivity. By faith, Jonah, after a little bit of trouble, by faith, Jonah went and preached the word of God. By faith, Rahab rescued two spies. By faith, Esther stood up to a king. By faith, Peter walked on water. By faith, Paul was the foundation of the church as we know it today. By faith, things change. So today, can I ask you to do one thing? Give your cares to God. Cast them on God and do not take them back. Once you lay them at the foot of the cross, you do not pick them back up. Philippians 4:6 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Cast your cares, cast your anxiety, cast all your fears upon God. And then start living. Go change things. Make a difference in the world. Make a difference in your world. And don't spend time. Don't waste the time that we've been given by worrying, by living in that spirit of fear. Man, I have loved this series because it has encouraged me to do the one thing that we encourage you to do each and every week, and that is to press on. Press on through this fear that the enemy is trying to cast on you. Press on in faith to the finish line that God has called you to. Man, I'm excited about this season of the podcast, and I can't wait to see you next week. Until then, adios.